You have your Bible turned back with us tonight to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, verse 18. We'll read 18 through 25, what we read the other night. Now, we looked the other night on wait for it. I'm talking about we went back and looked at some things, and we'll cover it just a little bit. But then we want to get in here and just look, go on just a little farther. The Bible says, "For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willing, but by reason of him who has subjected the same in hope. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God." Now we'll look at that in a minute, but it'll bless your heart right there. He said, "For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together unto now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it." Last Wednesday night, we looked at this, and when we preached on the thought, wait for it, and we went back through to Genesis, and we looked through creation, and everything that took place, we realized was taking place at the hand of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made. So everything that we have, and everything that we see, praise God, Jesus Christ, the Son of Glory, give us tonight. And boy, I tell you, that's exciting, because He knows just exactly what we needed. Amen. Not only did He know it, praise God, He come down here and checked it out, praise God, Himself. He knows exactly what He created. He knows exactly how He created it, praise God, and He knows why and the intent that He created it. Amen. And He give it to us that it might bless our heart and encourage us in these last days. Amen. So we see that He gave it, and everything we said the other night, He said that God made, and God said that it was good. Now people look today and they say, "Well, preacher, you know, the Bible says that it's all good." Well, it is all good. Amen. Because God made it, and God don't make no junk. Amen. When we look at you tonight, I don't see nothing bad. I see something good that God created, that God wants to use, praise God, for His glory. Amen. Each and every one of us tonight, praise God, it's good. Everything God made was good. But we've seen in Genesis chapter 3 that something took place. Something took place when the devil began to work in the hearts of men and the minds of men, and he caused them to fall. Amen. Deceit came in. Deception of the devil. He comes in and he deceives us. He deceives our people, and he draws us away from the things of God. God in His unction through the Spirit of God, He tries to woo us and to hold us. But praise God, that old devil has an allure to him, don't he? I mean, he'll pull us away with a mighty hand if we'll let him. But praise God, when we get our focus and our desires on God. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God, it gets harder and harder for Him to draw us away. Amen. That's why we've got to be rooted and grounded in the precious Word of God. Amen. And God's house, God's people, God's plan, so that the devil can't woo us away so easily. Because I'm saying tonight, if we're satisfied in Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, we won't need that other stuff. But what happens tonight, praise God, we get to looking, we're not satisfied at the house of God. We're not satisfied with the things of God. We think we need more. Amen. But God's got, I won't say not, God's got all we need. Amen. He's got everything we need. He's sufficient to meet every need. Is that not Bible? If I get out a book, you raise your hand. Amen. But I was saying that God's got everything we need. Praise God. He's all sufficient for every need of humanity. Amen. And He created this thing. He set it up for me and you. And I know now that because of the fall, we go through some hardships. We go through a lot of trials. As I go through the hospital, different places, and say, visit folks, there's a lot of hardship in this world. There's a lot of suffering even in the saints. Amen. A lot of saints have to go through a lot of hardship before we get out of here. Amen. But He said, "For I reckon that the suffering this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us." He said, there's a lot of suffering. There's some hard times coming up. But praise God, that ain't nothing compared to what we're going to see. Amen? They ain't nothing compared. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, let's go to 16. It said, for which cause we faint not. Amen? Because of thanksgiving abounding to God. Our thanksgiving are going to God because we're praising the Lord. He said, for which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. Who do we know renew it in? We renew it in the Lord every day. We said, this is the day that the Lord hath made. So I'm going to just rejoice and be glad in it. And if the devil don't like it, he can just lump it. Amen? If the world don't like me rejoicing in the Lord, praise God, they'll just have to get over it. If the people I work with don't like me rejoicing in the Lord, amen, they'll just have to get over it. Amen? Hey, if the government don't like me praising the Lord and saying prayers over my dinner and lifting my hands to glory when I get excited in Jesus, praise God, they'll just have to get over it. Amen? Because I'm going to lift them. Hey, praise God, because the sorrows in this world, they may be many, but praise God, there's a great big God who loves me, praise God, and He makes me excited about what's ahead.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. There's a day of coming. And every day, praise God, is a new day with new... Do you ever think of it like that? Every day is a new day with new opportunities in the Lord. He creates every day anew and fresh. Amen. And we can participate, and He allows us to participate in it. Amen. What a God that would do that for me and you. You say, well, preacher, He has to. No, He don't. He could cut you off in your sleep, and you wouldn't see tomorrow. But He allows you another day, praise God, to rejoice and to be glad in what He did, what He does. He created all, said it's good. Amen. I won't say there ain't no bad days. Amen. They're all good days. If we look at it, praise God, we'd say, no, today's going to be a good day because God made it. Amen. It'd be hard to get up discouraged if you got up thinking it's going to be a good day. Amen. When something comes along and throws a monkey wrench in, praise God, you say, that's all right. I'll get past this too with the help of the Lord. Amen. I'll keep plowing on for the good cause of Christ. But He says, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, see, He said it's light. He said it don't weigh a whole lot. He said you get under it. He said you can carry it. Amen. He said that light affliction, which is but for a moment. He said you only got to carry it just a little ways. And He said then you'll get out from under that, praise God. And said you'll be going again. Amen. I know, sometimes we get under our afflictions and it seems like we have to carry them for a while. But praise be to God, one day it'll just seem like a moment. And glory be to God, that affliction will be gone. And we'll just praise the God of glory throughout all the endless ages. Amen. Just think of it like that. Hey, no matter what we go through down here, hey, it's just light afflictions compared to the glory that we behold. Amen. He said, which is but for a moment, worketh for us. For a far more exceeding eternal weight of glory. Now, can you imagine the afflictions, the things that you go through are working for you? Wow. That's heavy stuff. Amen? When you're going through a trial and temptations and things here in this world, praise God, that the Bible tells us, the Bible teaches that that's working for me and you. Amen. Because when we go through those things and we come out on the other side, praise God, you know what God, Brother Rex, you know what God does? He says, whoa, glory. Oh, Rex made it again. Chalk up one for Rex. Zero for the devil. Amen. He said, glory be to God. He said, when we do that, He said, we're building things over in glory, praise God, that the devil don't have no control over. Amen. Those eternal things, praise God, that we're laying up in heaven, worketh for us a far more exceeding eternal weight of glory. Amen? So what He's saying here is those things that so easily beset us and it feels like it's got us bowed down. Seems like we can't carry them sometimes. Seems like we're just going to have to give up. But praise God, all of a sudden, about time you get ready where you can't carry it tomorrow, and you say, oh God, please help me. Amen? Big brother just reaches down. He says, here, let me take your load, you take mine. He said, my burden's light. He said, hey, you just cast your cares on me and you put your faith in me, praise God, and I'll just take your load. You say, okay, Lord. Whoa. Amen. this thing ain't so bad now. Him walking along there carrying your road, praise God, and you just putting your faith and trust in Him, amen, and everything seems all right. And he says, praise God, because you got that faith in Him, praise God, that weight has transferred off of you and off of onto the Son, praise God, and it is counted as weight, praise God, that's been taken care of in glory. Amen. Praise the Lord. Put on your account. Amen. He said, it's done, been written off, praise God, as conquered. Got victory over, praise the Lord, if you will. Amen. How'd you do it? Through the Lord Jesus Christ. Huh? I cast it on Him, praise God, because He cares for me. He didn't want to see me burdened down with that. He wanted to help me, praise God, to overcome it. And so He has already overcame. Praise God, steps in and takes up the load. Helps you to bear it, Brother Andrew, praise God, so it don't break you down. He said He had not put more on us than we could bear, but would make a way of escape. Amen. Praise God. He said, hey, listen. He said, you just keep pressing on for a good cause of Christ. And He said, I'll help you along the way. Amen. That's the God we serve tonight. Praise the Lord. He said, we have these light afflictions. He said, while we look not at the things which are seen, but things which are not seen, for things which are seen are temporal, but things which are not seen are what? Eternal. Amen. Say, praise God, we just keep pressing for the mark. We keep doing that, praise God. Keeping our faith in the Lord. Keep marching on. Keep marching towards heaven, praise God. With our eyes on Lord Jesus Christ, praise the Lord. Realizing, amen, we may not see the prize. We may not even know where the finish line is. But praise God, we know it's ahead. Amen. It ain't behind us. Amen. Hey, we don't go back where we started from. We kept pressing on, praise God, till we crossed the finish line, praise God. And then we give God the glory. Amen. Praise God. That's where the reward is. It's eternal. It's in heaven. Praise the Lord. Amen. It's not on these temporal things, but it's on the heavenly things. Praise God. So we see tonight, he said, the sufferings of this time don't even compare with the glory which shall be revealed in us. The glory that God's going to reveal in me and you. Amen. The glory, praise God, because it's going to come out of us. Because we're going to get the can't help it, praise God, and we're just going to have to give God the praise. Amen. Amen. Hey, sometimes when we get down so far, praise God, and you go so certain things, you just got to look up and say, you know what? I don't know how I got through that, but thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Amen. Amen. I didn't think I could, but hey, praise God, you can. Amen. Amen. And He delivers us through, praise God, and we just give Him the glory. You know what's wrong with me? I'm like Brother Dave. We don't give Him the glory enough. We need to be praising God for everything He does for us. Amen. When He moves upon us, when He shows us things, when He helps us, when He guides us, when He takes the load, praise God, we just need to praise Him. Amen. Give Him all the praise, honor, and the glory for what He does. He says, for the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. Now, He's speaking of the whole of creation. Do you realize that when men fell, when our forefathers, Adam and Eve, fell in the garden, that all creation fell with us? Amen. With us, we're part of it. We're part of the fall. Amen. We're part of the fall. Our little children will grow up, and they grow up just the mean little old rascals, mean as can be. Amen. Hey, you don't have to teach a child. You don't have to teach them to be selfish. Hey, when they're little bitty things, they'll fight over a toy. Hey, man, if one can get it out of the other's hand and they try to get it, they'll clunk them over the head with it. You don't have to teach them violence. It's in them. Amen. You don't have to teach them to lie. Hey, first thing they'll do, did you do that? No. Who did? You're the only one in the house, son. I don't know, Daddy. Well, you did. You had to have done it. You're the only one here. See, you don't have to teach them to lie. You don't have to teach them to fight. You don't have to teach them violence. It's bred into, it's part of the fall. But the Bible here says that when man fell, praise God, we drug the cosmos. We drug creation down with us. Amen. Can you picture this tonight? God, He said, He created Adam and Eve. He put them in a garden east of Eden. And He told him, He said, here's the garden here. Isn't it beautiful? I said, oh yeah, this place is perfect. He said, there ain't nothing amiss here. Man, everything I see is perfect. God said, yeah, it's good, ain't it? He said, yeah. He said, this is good. This is the best I could do. He said, well, God, man, it looks good to me. And woman said, yeah, man. Everything. He said, well, now what I want you to do? I want you to make everything around you look like this. Amen. I want you to work with it, amen, and keep everything looking like this. Amen. You said, well, Lord, boy, that's a big old job. He said, yeah, but I'm here to help you. Amen. I made it in the beginning. I can keep it going. Amen. Hey, when we work together, we can keep this thing going just like it was created to be. But man come along and the old deceiver, temptation, and he said, you know what? You know that fruit there, boy, I bet that'd be good. He said, don't it look pretty? Oh, boy, that's pretty fruit. That's pretty. And boy, wouldn't it? Just imagine what you think it looks pretty. Just imagine what it would taste like. Huh? Just imagine what, boy, it better be juicy. Huh? Boy, it looks good, and I bet it'd be juicy. And it'll make you smart. Who wouldn't eat that? Amen? I'd eat it, praise God, just because I thought it might give me some sense. Amen? But they was tempted, and they partook of that, and the fall came. Deception came in, and the fall happened. And ever since that fall happened, creation has been sucked into that. God said, okay, said, you've messed up. Of course, I told you the story. They tried to create their own righteousness. Had to fabricate it, you know, to cover up their nakedness. Of course, God had to shed blood to cover them up. But then he got over there and he says, okay, he said, now this is the situation. He said, because you've taken that, he said, lest you take a tree in life and live forever, he said, you've got to get out of here. He said, you're going to have to go out of the garden. He said, you're going to have to go out there in the world. You're going to make it the best you can. He said, what are we going to do, Lord? That's a big old scary place out there. He said, well, you're just going to have to do the best you can. And he put cherubs with swords of flaming swords out there. He said, you can't come back in here no more. And he said, because of what you did, he said, you're going to have to get your living off the ground. You're going to have to dig and grub and plant and sow. And he said, then there's going to be a curse and thorns and thistles are going to come up to hinder you. Huh? Don't sound good to me. Because man messed up, the whole cosmos, the whole creation of the world, praise God, has fell into decay too. Amen? It's all went down in decay. Instead of getting better, it's decaying and falling apart. Amen? I mean, I don't take no rocket science for me to see it. Huh? Hey, you go down there to the radio station there. Me and my mother rode down there. Yes, she took CDs for the radio broadcast. And they kutsu, somehow or another, somebody brought some kutsu in there and they planted it down there around the old swimming pool, Marshall. Well, that stuff took off there, and you know how kutsu does. They say it grow a foot or more a day. Well, that stuff took that whole valley over. Huh? Yeah, it took that whole valley over and it just engulfs everything. I mean, if these cages, these fences, it don't matter. It just reaches and grabs it and tears it down. Why? Because that's part of the curse. That's part of the decay. It ain't there to lift up and to build, praise God. It's there to tear down. Amen? It's part of the curse that we're living in. And he said creation is caught up in that. Do you see the picture now that Paul's painting here? He said creation is caught up in our misery. Huh? Wow. Never thought of it like that, did you? These poor old briar bushes and the thistles and the saw briars. You know, you go to try to clear them out and they cut you all to pieces. Hey, they don't like what's going on a bit more than you do. Amen. Hey, they're just there and they're just doing what they was put here to do. And hey, they're just victims of circumstance. Amen. Wow. Never thought of it like that. They're just victims of circumstance. And he said they're waiting, the creation is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. You know what creation, you know what the curse is waiting on? They're waiting on me and you, praise God, to get right with God, amen, so I can get out of this mess. Amen. He said, you know what creation is doing? It's looking back at the garden and it's saying, oh man, amen, we liked it when it was like that. We loved it over there and boy, we'd like to get back in the garden. Amen. He said, what we need you to do, humanity, what we need you to do, we need you to just get right with God. Amen. So he can put this, glory to God, so he can put this thing back in order. Amen. Creation is waiting on the manifestation of the children of God. Amen. He's looking for a saints of God to be glorified. Amen. When we're put in that place of peace and hope and happiness, praise God, then the world would be revealed, it'd be revived, praise God, taken out of the curse. put back in order, if you will. Amen. Praise the Lord. Then you won't have to dig and scratch and try to get, hey, praise God, you can go out there and scratch out a little place, throw a seed, and it'll grow. Amen. Won't be something, some old big ugly, something come up there and try to choke it down. Yeah, you try to grow a garden. If you don't keep that thing plowed out, have you ever noticed how it don't matter? You take and lay the fertilizer. Now listen to me, I'm not in a hurry. You take and lay the fertilizer down your rows of corn, and you rake that in, you plant your corn, and that stuff comes up. It's got fertilizer in it. But if you don't plow that thing, keep it plowed, hold, praise God, them weeds will come up and overtake that corn. Huh? Now, I'm just telling you that to tell you. I'm telling you the truth tonight, praise God. We're under a curse, and it's trying to pull down. It's trying to destroy. It's just part of, and it don't like it a bit more than you do. Amen? But creation is grown. It's looking for a manifestation of the saints of God. It's looking for us, pray God, to come out victorious so it can come out of shouting. I mean the stars and the universe, the heavens, amen. Praise God, all of it together combined, amen, is a looking for relief. Amen. Only way they can get it is when mankind gets right with God. Amen. Praise the Lord, when we get right. That's the title of my message tonight. Will you please get right? When creation calling, will you please get right? And that's what we got to do tonight, praise God. They want to see the manifestation of the children of God. Verse 3 says, for the creature was made subject to vanity, not willing, but by reason of him who has subjected the same in hope. He said, it's because of what's taking place. Amen. The whole thing's a looking on, and it's looking to me and you. Amen. It's looking for us, praise God, to do something. Amen. The whole cosmos, whole creation is looking for me and you to do something. You say, well, Pastor, what do? We need to draw closer to God than we've ever been. We need to have a godly and a Godward desire to get closer to Him than we've ever been. I mean, just snuggle up, praise God, into His lap. Amen. Say, here, Daddy God, I love you. Amen. I want you to love me. I want you to help me. Guide me through this thing. Show me what I need to do and help me to do it, Lord, for your glory. Amen. Praise God. That's what He's wanting us to do. That's what creation wants us to do. Just snuggle up in His bosom and say, Lord, here I am. Amen. You know what do you do if you do that? He'll love you in so many ways. Praise God, you'll have to like one of them. Amen. Praise the Lord. God loves you. He cares for you. Praise His holy name. But the ground, everything in this world is in confusion. Amen. The ground is cursed. There's disease everywhere. Huh? There's disease in animals. There's disease in fish. There's disease in birds. There's even diseases now that they can't even get rid of. People's getting these flesh-eating diseases. And they say, well, you know, we're evolving. Yeah, boy. These diseases are evolving. They got to where you can't even treat them with... Used to, you go get a shot of penicillin. Hey, man, you'd be good to go. Nowadays, they say you don't get that unless you have to have it because they're getting immune to it. Huh? You tell me this thing, yeah, they're evolving. The curse is, it's waxing worse and worse, just like God said it would. And in the end, amen. But praise God, there's a good God of glory up there that loves us. So we have the ground curse, we have diseases in animals, birds, fish, even in serpents. Amen. We have death. Death is rampant, it's everywhere. We have death of the aged. As you get older, you decay and you eventually die, go back to the earth. The body, the spirit goes back to God to give it if you're a child of God. Amen. We have death by violence. I mean, there's more violence in this world than I've ever seen. I mean, there's people killing people all the time and they blame it on a gun. If we could just get rid of them guns, well, you know what? If we could get rid of these pens, Brother Bill, then we wouldn't be making no mistakes. It's that stinking pen that causes you to make a mistake, Landon. When you do your mathematics at school, it's the pen's fault. Hey, man, don't let the teacher tell you you make mistakes no more. Tell her it's the pencil that did it. Amen? The pencil. Hey, listen, when that drunk driver runs over you, hey, man, it wasn't that poor driver's fault. It was the car that run over you. Amen? We need to ban cars. Because they're killing people. Don't matter if that guy will blow the 2.2. Amen. Stoned out of his gourd. Huh? It's a car that killed him. You see how ridiculous we are? Amen. You know what's wrong with it? We don't have sanctity of life. Amen. Creation has come to the point, amen, we're just almost like a bunch of animals. We've come to the point of kill or be killed. We're getting to the point in this wicked world that we live in, amen, that it's going to be every man for himself. Amen. Violence has become part of our culture. I mean, it's right there on the big screen. Huh? You see these old fellas, they get up there and the big old Charles Bronson, some of them old gunslingers get up there and shoot each other, kill each other, fall off a building, fall 14 stories, land and splatter, blood goes everywhere. These little old youngins see that. And then the next thing you know, tomorrow night they watch a sequel, another something of it, and there that old fella is again. Boy, he's up and a-going and a-smiling. There's no reality in the world. This world's under curse. Violence is everywhere. Everybody around us is dying. Amen. And we don't even realize it. Getting worse and worse. Amen. And we won't recognize it. We don't want to recognize it. We won't say, well, you know, it's just all part of it. It's going to be okay. You know, it's going to get better after a while. They won't be killing people when your kids get here. We're going to see to that. We'll take them big old bad boogeyman guns away, and then they won't be able to kill nobody no more. Yeah, they'll take yours away, but the boogeyman, he'll still have his.
Yeah.
Amen. The devil's never lost none of his tactics, none of his weapons to kill and maim and destroy and to tear down. He's always going to have his weapons of warfare. Amen. I tell you what we need. Then we need this blessed old King James Bible. And we need to plant it in our hearts that we won't sin against God. So we can stand up. So that your generation and the next generation and the next generation and say, you know what? This wicked mess. Hey, we're not going to live in it. We're not going to accept it. We're going to get past that for the glory of God. Because we're living under a curse. And it's time, you know what? What am I trying to say tonight? I'm saying we need to start taking, America, people need to start taking responsibility for ourselves. We went out to eat. Teresa's uncle come into town. We went out last night, met him, went for supper. We was coming back out of the restaurant. There's a car there and says, he said, you don't like law enforcement? He says, when you get in a jam, don't call them. Huh? Said, you don't like law enforcement when you get messed up, you get in jam, when you get in trouble. Don't call them. Huh? I wonder how that would go. I thank God for our law enforcement officers. Amen. I thank God for that authority they have. Hey, listen, if you want me to strap a gun on my hip, and you want me to go patrol the street, and you want me to keep you safe, then I want you to back me. I want you to show me some respect and praise God, because I'm going out every day. I'm kissing my wife goodbye and putting my life on the line. Amen. We need to teach our children to respect law enforcement officers. You know what we're having a bunch of hooligans in this world who can walk up and slap an officer in the face and they say, well, that officer should have just took that. I tell you what, you walk up, slap me in the face, we'll probably be wrestling, scuffling around on the ground. Amen. Huh? I know the Bible says to turn the other cheek. But sometimes this flesh, praise God, it can be riled up. Amen. And when you put somebody's life, on the line, you can't expect them to not do nothing but defend it. What we need to do is teach these young boys and these young, and I'll tell you what we're failing. The church, praise God, needs to be teaching our young people, praise God, that thus says the word of God. Amen. He said you're supposed to respect, have a godly respect for authority. Amen. He said you're supposed to respect authority. Amen. We teach that to our children. So they can carry it on, praise God, down the line. I remember a time, Brother X, when you could be seated and when a lady walked in, you stood up. And if there wasn't no seats, you gave her your seat. But you know what's happened? We got these women libbers that come along. And they said, you sit down and be quiet. I don't want your seat. Well, my daughter has a fit with them. Huh? Boy, she hates women libbers. See, I wouldn't have God dead left us alone. We could have stayed home like that. They could require and take care of our family, our children. Amen. The way it's supposed to be. Amen. But praise God, they rose up and they said, "Well, we're not going to be treated that way. We're equal to you." And now they take them out and they put them in the military and put them on the front lines. He said, "Preacher, you got a problem with women?" "No, ma'am. No, sir. I think they're the greatest thing in the world. God created them to help meet to us men. To come alongside us and help us, encourage us, amen, and show us where we mess up and guide us along and keep us straight." Amen. That's what they're here for. Amen. Praise God. God said we're supposed to be, the men are supposed to be spiritual leaders. We're supposed to get in that book, praise God, and show them how to live right and according to God. Amen. The wife's supposed to be there to praise God, to take care of the house and make that husband look good. Amen. Amen. She's better praise God, to help him, make him, to dress him, to help him, to encourage him, amen, to uplift him, to raise the kids, to show him what's right. Amen. Praise God, so that they can have a happy home. You know what's wrong with America? Amen. Creation, we're out of order. Creation out of order. It's groaning. Expectation, it's waiting on us. The manifestation of the children of God. Amen. Vanity has caused this. But praise God, He said there's some hope. Amen. Even creation, praise God, listen to this. Even creation has hope, Brother Robert. Amen. Even creation has hope, praise God, that one day we'll get right with God. Hey, creation's holding out hope. It's like creation's encouraging. Come on, man, you can do it. Just get in this thing. You can do it. God will help you. Let God help you. Let God encourage you. Listen to God. Yep. Amen. He said it's trying to bring us along. He's trying to show us, praise God, the way of God, the will of God, the counsel of God. He said, because, verse 21 said, because the creature itself, amen, that creation also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. Amen. I like that. I read that again today. Boy, I had me a spell. He said, even creation itself, praise God, is excited about our salvation. Creation itself is excited about our relationship with God. Amen. They can't wait, glory to God, till we get right with God. I believe creation's there. Oh, please, let this be today. Amen. Let this be today, that brother, sister, get in. Amen. Things will be looking better then. Amen. Daniel, I believe last Sunday morning, I praise God, Sunday before, whenever you got saved, I believe creation looked down on you, boy, with a big old smile. I mean, the heavens and the earth and everything in it looked down on little old Daniel. He said, glory be to God, we're a little bit closer now. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. They excited, praise God. Creation has an expectation of hope. What is that? That's faith. Amen. Expectation, faith, that's expectation. And hope. Hope is faith with expectation. Amen. If creation has hope. Praise the Lord. Praise glory to God. He said, because the creature itself also shall be delivered. See, they're looking. Creation is looking for deliverance too. Deliverance will come. Praise God, when we all get right with God. Amen. When this thing comes to end, when everybody is going to get in, praise God, and God takes us out. Amen. This thing's going to be fixed up. The curse will be lifted. Creation will go back, instead of being abnormal, being out of, praise God, out of bounds, praise God, it'll come back in line. What it's supposed to be. Can you imagine? I don't know about you, I look forward to that day. Amen. We scratched it out. I went up there yesterday evening, took a tractor and dissed up the garden, and went down there and dug down, planted me a rotator. Charles said, ain't going to come up, so I planted the wrong sign. But I planted me a, I'm sad, but I planted a row of taters, and me and my little mother, and we talked and we was praising God about His creation, about His goodness, and I didn't know they wasn't going to come up. I'd have prayed a little bit before I was there. Amen. I didn't know the signs wasn't right. But praise God, we took that and we scratched that in there and we planted them taters, praise God, looking for that glorious day when they'll come up and they'll produce and they'll put out that fruit that they were intended to put out, and you can go out there and praise God and scratch around in the ground. Hey, that's the way it was supposed to be. You're supposed to be able to just go out there, scratch around a little bit and just pick it up by the handfuls. Hey, glory to God, I want to say there's a time coming in the near future, glory be to God, when things will be like it's supposed to be. When you go out, hey, glory to God, you can scratch around down in the ground. Just fell. You can go out and pick out fruit. Hey, glory be to God. Hey, look here. I think I'll go here. I'd like to have a banana. But no, maybe I'll get an apple too. Hey, glory. Amen. 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 Praise God. Yeah. Amen. I believe God will put them down there where you can reach them. Oh, yeah. Amen. I don't think you'll have to climb way up some tree somewhere. Amen. Glory be to God. Get that bountiful harvest He's got for us. Amen. See what I'm talking about? This thing's out of order. Glory be to God. I'm excited about when it comes back in order. Amen. Creation is excited about when it comes back and lines up. Praise God. He said, they shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. He said, when we get liberty, they will too. Amen. When we get hope, help, and happiness in abundance, praise God, creation will too. Amen. I said, when all that happens, praise God, He said, this thing's going to come together in oneness one more time. Amen. There's going to be a King of glory, praise God, that's going to rule with a rod of iron. Amen. And praise God, if something tries to get out of place, He's going to go, uh-uh, that ain't happening. Amen. Will it listen to you? I guarantee you it'll listen to Him. Amen. Because He's going to be the God of glory. Praise the Lord. That's His holy name. He said, for we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together unto now. The whole universe. See, we think we've got problems. We think we've got a lot of issues. But creation does too. He said, it groaneth and travaileth. You know, it's kind of, Paul paints this several times in the Word of God. It's kind of like a woman in travail, a woman at childbirth. I tell you, you take a little old, my wife's the exception. But you take a little wife, she's just as sweet as can be. I mean, just as loving and caring and compassionate as a woman can be. I mean, just loves you and loves on you, amen. Amen. Hey, desert never has a cross thing to say. But you let her get up in that labor and delivery. Huh? And that doctor's up there, he's saying, you need to push. Son, sometimes they get ugly. Huh? They say things you've never heard a woman say. That's what I've heard. Now my wife didn't. My wife never made a peep. Honor to goodness. She went through both of them. Just a trooper. Amen. But praise God. Hey, listen. But He said it when travail comes, when it says come time, when the pain and the anguish comes, He said it's a hard time. It's a brutal time. It's a time of anger and frustration and high demand. Amen. He said that time of travail. But He said once that thing is over, once she's been delivered, amen. Once she's been delivered, and they take that little baby, and they clamp that umbilical cord up, and they wipe it off, and they lay it on that mama's breast. All that's gone. Huh? It's amazing. It is amazing. All of a sudden, I mean, all that anguish, that hardness, that bitterness, that crying, that screaming, all of a sudden, all that's gone. It's past. She's just a snug as that little thing. Tears will run down her face. Big smile. Look at it. Look at what I got. Glory to God. I look. Then that old husband, she said, get out of my face. She said, come here, honey. Oh, come here, honey. Look. Look, you ease over and look over. You know, you don't make sure you stay out of arm's reach. Because you've seen just how she was. Huh? All of a sudden you're like, wow. What a transition! I mean, more language, praise God. Look what I got. Ain't he pretty? Who does it look like? Looks like a little skint rat. Amen. Who does it look like? But praise God, all that, He said that's what creation does. Brother Andrew, praise God. It's in anguish, it's a travail. But said, praise God, when me and you get right, creation, would you please get right so we can get right? Amen. So we can go back in that peace and heart. See, listen, we've got it on creation. Because man comes along And now a man comes along and we live 70, 80, 90, maybe 100, 120 years if we're real lucky. And then we go out of here. But let me just lay this on you. I won't give you a guilt trip. Creation, since the time of the fall, has been living under the curse. It's in travail, even unto now. It wants to get out from under the curse. Creation, that Jesus created for Himself, for His glory, and allowed me and you to be part of it, that creation has been thrown askew. And it's saying, we want to be drawn back. We want to be put back in order. Don't you feel sorry for creation? You say, preacher, are you a tree hugger? No, no, ma'am, no, sir. If it's in my way, I'll cut it. Amen? It's history. Amen? But I respect what God created. I love everything we have. It breaks my heart. We've got these great big forest fires going. But you know what? If it don't kill trees, it'll purify out underneath that. And praise God, it'll come back and it'll be just as plush and green and beautiful. Amen? God knows what He's doing. But creation is grown. It's in travail. Even unto now. It's begging. It wants me and you to get right. He said, not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits, those that's been saved and born again. He says, you know what? Not only creation, but me and you, we're still living under the curse. I don't know about you, but I don't like it. I don't like the death and the dying, the disease and the pestilence and the violence. I don't like it. I want to be in a place where there's peace and happiness and joy and love, praise God. Amen. He said, not only creation, but me and you, praise God, the first fruit of the Lord, the ones that's been born again, praise God, we're looking to get out of here. He said, how are we going to do it? He said, we're cleaving to hope. Amen. Hope that we have. He said, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of the body. So what we have here, we have adoption. I don't know about you, but I've been adopted. Amen? Hey, the paperwork's already been done. My name's been written on the line. Amen? The paperwork's finished. Everything's been approved. Amen? Hey, glory to God, I've been adopted. Amen. My name's on the line. Everything's been approved. I'm just waiting on Him. I'm just waiting on my Father to come get me. Amen. I'm just waiting, praise God, brother, to go to my new home. Amen. Creation is waiting. Creation is longing for me to go to my new home. Amen. Creation is waiting on me and you to get right so they can get right, so that it can get right. I won't talk about them as in the first person. Amen. That is something. It's real. But it is. It's real. It's alive. It's vibrant. This world we live in, it's created of God. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. To wit, the redemption of our bodies. He said, we are saved by hope. Amen. That's that expectation. Faith with expectation. We're saved by an expectation of going out of here to be with the Lord. He said, but hope that is seen is not hope. Amen. Hope that is seen is not hope. He said, for what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? Huh? Hey, what we hope for is something that we've never seen before. Amen. The hope that I have is for something, Brother Bill. Hey, I've read about it. And I've read about Him. And I'm getting to know Him. Amen. I'm getting to know what He likes. I'm really starting to learn what He dislikes. Amen. Hey, I'm waiting on my adoption. Why I'm waiting on my Father to come get me, praise God. I'm trying to figure out how to please Him and how to be pleasing to Him. Amen. How to give Him glory and honor and respect. Amen. Along the journey. Amen. I know what He expects. I see it in His Word. He tells me what He expects. And I'm hoping that I can do right. I'm hoping I can get it right. Amen. And my hope is not in me. It's in Him. I'm hoping that He can help me. I'm hoping that the leadership and the guidance of God will direct me in the right way. Amen. Because all of creation, He says, but if we hope for what we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. He said, amen. He said, we're just like creation. It's been waiting for thousands of years now. I've been waiting for almost 52 years. I've just been around 52 years. Just a short time. I mean, that's nothing compared to the beginning. Amen. Creation's been waiting. Creation's in travail. Creation's in anguish and pain, waiting on me and you to get right. Amen. So that God can get it right. Ain't that something? All of creation is waiting on me and you. But I want to say this in closing tonight. There's somebody else that's waiting on me and you. Waiting patiently. And that's the Lord Jesus Christ. Waiting patiently for me and you to get right with Him. Amen. So He can begin to guide us in the path of righteousness. So He can be pleased with us. So He can look over in the Father and say, that's one of ours. That's one of mine. That and ours mine too. Boy, ain't she doing good? Huh? Well, wouldn't it be nice if heaven was just full of, boy, look at that one. Hey, look over here. Watch it, look at that one. Wouldn't it be nice if the old devil, when he comes to bring a riling exegete against the people, pray God, he wouldn't have nothing to say. Say, ain't you God? I said, I don't know. I can't see nothing. They're doing wrong. They're doing right. They're walking with God. Amen. Amen. So I can't find nothing wrong today. Well, wouldn't that be something? Amen. Glory to God. Creation said, boy, I said, that would be something to see you walk like that with God. He said, wouldn't it be a good time just to get right with God? Amen. Amen. Start down the right path and let God help us to stay right. See, the problem is, we want to get right. Human nature, we want to do right. But there's so much temptation. This flesh is so easily persuaded. It don't take much at all to get us to be sidetracked. Head down that old broad road. Leads to destruction. Huh? If you're a child of God and you get away from God, He'll try to corral you back in, get you on that narrow path. But sometimes He just says, you know, that's enough. Gone. I've seen it many, many times. A lot of premature graves up here. People that just said, you know what, I'm going to do my own thing. I'm saved. I love the Lord, but I'm going to do it. No, you don't love the Lord. If you love the Lord, you'd listen to Him. Amen. You don't want to just continue to break the heart of God. Huh? Would you want to continue to break the heart of your little mother? Amen? No. I tell you, little old mother, they ain't nothing like your little mother. I've been hauling mine's been having some health issues, and I've been, took her to three weeks in a row now to the doctor to try to get some things done, and I tell you what, I wouldn't take nothing from my little mother. Amen? Ain't nothing like a mother. And you know what? Brother Bill, I wouldn't want to do nothing to hurt her. I wouldn't. I wouldn't want to do anything to hurt my mother. Amen? But you know what? I wouldn't want to do anything to hurt my Heavenly Father. I would not want to do anything to make it where He'd be disappointed in me. Amen? I pray every day, so Lord, please help me not to be a disappointment to You, to guide me and lead me in that path of righteousness for Your name's sake. Amen? Creation is begging us tonight to get right with God. Amen. So it can be right with God.